Divorce and family separation is an issue that affects all countries in Europe. It's an issue that policymakers are attempting to more fully understand in order to improve outcomes for children. My name is Karen Woodall. I'm the Director of the Centre for Separated Families. On May the 8th, we were delighted to welcome colleagues from across Europe to a meeting in the Czech capital Prague to share best practice. From this initial meeting, the European Network for Shared Parenthood was launched in conjunction with representatives from 8 European countries. This podcast records some of the contributions made at that first meeting.
My name is Marianne Gabrielsen. I work for the social services in Stockholm, developing methods that we have found that are more effective on families that are suffering from high conflict divorces. During the stay in Prague, when I met other people working in the same area, I've seen similarities, and I also recognize that there are really big differences in the way the different societies are trying to work in this area. In some countries, really highly developed in this area. In other countries, they are not. The politicians are not putting as much energy in this question, in this area, as they are maybe in the Nordic countries.
My name is Monika Kopchevikova. I'm from Children of Europe. The best parents is both parents means for me that after divorce, both parents can care for a child, that they are divorced or split up, but their role of mother and father is continuing, is not over. And that they also have to carry the responsibility of father and mother. And they cannot simply disappear from the relation because they are not damaging themselves, but their children. For the parents in Czech Republic, I would like to see, to teach them or to help them to go through the hard situation of crisis, family crisis, of split or divorce, to teach them how to go through the situation calmly and without conflicts, because that's the only thing what they can do for the children.
I'm Alison from JUMP, Jewish Unity for Multiple Parenting, based in London, and in essence we are a completely voluntary support and lobby group with a prime aim of helping non-resident parents who are challenged with maintaining relationships with their children post-separation and divorce. Part of our remit is really to try and educate those supporting Jewish parents about the intricacies of parenting time arrangements around, for example, Jewish festivals, Jewish holidays, key milestones in children's lives that have a particular religious perspective. The work that's going on in Norway is very encouraging. They have a cultural perspective that shared parenting should be the established norm from the outset, and guide and support parents towards working through their emotional problems and to best benefit their children as independent parents, but cooperatively working together. Our main objective from being involved in the European Forum is understanding how other European countries addressed parallel problems, learn from their experiences, take best practices, and utilise that knowledge base to actually influence policy decision makers back in the UK.
My name is Guro Hansen Helskog, and I come from the Family Relations Centre, Samlivssenteret, in Norway. The last few years we've been developing a programme called Fortsatt Foreldre, which in English would translate something like continued parenthood, cooperating well enough after relationship disruption, having them reflect on the divorce process and teaching them some communication skills, and also how they can break patterns in case they have great conflicts, and also about seeing the situation of the children and then reconciling with their situation, accepting it as it has become. In Norway, there's a common notion that both parents are important in children's lives, also after relationship disruption. There's now come to quite a lot of equality in family life in Norway, which also means that when parents break up, fathers are often very interested in keeping a tight relationship to their children. Children need both parents. That's as important, and that's also important in the policy from the Norwegian government. In Norway, we know that preventive work actually works. The Norwegian government they give courses for free for parents when they have their first child, And what we see now is a correlation, actually. The divorce rates are actually going down and the marriage rates are going up. And this might have something to do with this preventive work that goes on. In Norway, there's actually very much focus on family life and strengthening relationships in all kinds of families. Very much focus on equality. And there's also, there's 65 family offices throughout the country, which offers mandatory mediation when parents are divorcing, in order to look for the best of the children. And you can also get counseling for free in these offices, both alone as a parent or as a couple struggling within a relationship, and also after divorce. These offices also offer help making agreements, parenting agreements.
My name's Nick Woodall. I work for the Centre for Separated Families from the United Kingdom. We're an organisation that works with the whole family after divorce or separation, which is fairly unusual in the United Kingdom. Most organisations tend to work with either the mother or father. I think what's really interesting about meeting with our colleagues from the European Union is that we discover that some of the things that we are struggling for in the United Kingdom around the idea of both parents being valuable to children is just taken for granted in many countries. So we've met delegates from the Scandinavian countries, from Norway and Sweden, for whom the idea that fathers are important to children after divorce or separation is just taken for granted. We find that the work that we're having to do is actually to convince policymakers and practitioners that fathers are still worthwhile in children's lives after separation.
I think that sharing knowledge is really a powerful way to develop in between countries. And also it shows, it gives us a lot of strength when we see how other countries are developing the area. It really can change the societies in different countries.